Petra is a 2,400-year-old city, carved into the rose-red sandstone cliffs of southern Jordan. It was the capital of the Nabataean Arabs, a trading people who controlled the caravan routes that moved frankincense, myrrh, spices, and silk from southern Arabia to the Mediterranean and Damascus. They were rich. Petra is what they built with the money. You enter the city through a single narrow canyon called the Sikh, 1.2 kilometers long, walls rising 80 meters above you on either side, sometimes only 3 meters apart. At the end of the Sikh, abruptly, the canyon ends and you walk out into open sandstone. And the first thing you see is the treasury, Al-Khazneh, a 37-meter Hellenistic facade carved straight out of the cliff. 24 meters wide, the height of a 12-story building, every column and pediment cut from the living rock. Despite the name, it was never a treasury. It was almost certainly the mausoleum of King Aretas IV, who ruled here from 9 BC to 40 AD. The local Bedouin name comes from a much later legend that pirates hid gold in the urn carved at the top. The Romans annexed the kingdom in 106 AD. The Roman theatre cut into the cliff dates from this period. 8,500 seats cut into the rock. A devastating earthquake in 363 AD destroyed half the city, including the water management system. Trade routes shifted. The city was progressively abandoned, and for over 1,000 years it was known only to the local Bedouin, until 1812, when the Swiss traveller Johann Ludwig Burckhardt rediscovered it for the Western world. UNESCO inscribed Petra in 1985. A global vote in 2007 named it one of the New Seven Wonders. The treasury is the photograph everyone has seen. The monastery is the one most visitors miss. It is Petra's largest carved monument, 45 meters wide, 50 meters tall, larger than the treasury, but reached only by an 800-step climb up the western cliff. The climb takes 45 to 60 minutes. You gain 220 meters. If you have basic fitness, do it. Visitors who do almost universally describe it as the high point of the trip. 5 minutes walk past the monastery is a viewpoint over the Wadi Araba Valley toward Israel, the photograph most people miss because they leave before they realize it exists. Walk down on foot regardless of how you went up. Now, two practical things. And then I want to give you a warning. First, timing. Petra opens at 6 in the morning, summer and winter. The first slot is the strongest planning move you can make. The Sikh is empty. The treasury reveal happens without crowds. You finish the monastery climb before the heat of the day. After 9, in peak season, the Sikh becomes genuinely crowded. If you can be there at 6, do it. The best months are March to May and September to November. 22 to 28 degrees, comfortable cliff shadow during the climb. June to August can reach 35 degrees. December to February brings cold and occasional rain, but Petra in winter is one of the great quiet experiences of the Middle East. Second, getting here. Petra is at Wadi Musa, 240 kilometers south of Amman, 130 kilometers north of Aqaba. From Amman, the jet bus from the 7th Circle Terminal takes about 3.5 hours and costs around 11 Jordanian dinars. Book a day or two ahead in peak season. Private taxi is faster, but 75 to 100 dinars one way. From Aqaba in the south, 2 hours by minibus or taxi. Now the warning. Petra is generally safe and welcoming, but a recurring set of pressure tactics catches first-time visitors. The most common is the donkey or horse free ride offered near the visitor center. Visitors who accept without negotiating a price are charged 50 dinars or more at the destination. Always agree the price in dinars before mounting and refuse politely if uncertain. The treasury view from above offered by guides at the Sikh exit is a real viewpoint, but the negotiation can be hard pressure. Expect 30 to 50 dinars per person. Bedouin tea hospitality near the royal tombs is genuine, but a gentle expectation of payment follows. 1 or 2 dinars per cup is reasonable. None of these are scams. They are commerce, in a place where the local Bedouin community has genuine claims to the land. They just feel ambushing if you haven't been briefed. Now you have. Beyond the treasury and the monastery, the park rewards a second day. The royal tombs along the eastern cliff face, the Roman theatre, the high place of sacrifice atop Jebel Madbar, the colonnaded street, the great temple, and Little Petra outside the main gate. When you walk through the sick and the treasury comes into view, take a moment before you raise your phone. People have done that for 2,000 years. Enjoy your visit.